这里是希望之声网上时针英语节目。
Welcome to Jewels from the Internet. My name is Debbie, and I'm glad that you have joined me today. You know, we've done Jewels from the Internet for many years now, and we hope that you have been able to follow our program through many of those many, many programs that we have done. We'd like to have you acknowledge the fact that you are hearing the programs, so I'll give you some addresses at the end of our program today where you can write to me and let me know how you're enjoying the program or if you're learning some English because of our programs. That's what we have set Jewels from the Internet up for, so that we can help you learn some English. And we'll give you meanings of words and spellings of words. And hopefully I don't talk too fast, so that you can actually hear and maybe repeat after me some of the words that I do tell you. That way, while you practice them, they stay in your mind just a little bit better. I know when I try talking some Cantonese or some Mandarin, I ask the person that's helping me to say it more than once so that I can repeat it to them. And then I have to repeat it several times before I can remember it. So I hope that's what you do when you're learning some English words. Well, you know, we're working on story number 401. And I thought this would be a very short little article and would get through it in one program. But I was wrong. I have too many stories to tell you about myself and my family as I go through. So I only got through several of what she had said here. So we're going to pick up today where we left off on our previous program. So I'm going to read it for you first, and then I will go back and I will pick it up where we left it off on the last program. It's called If I Had My Life to Live Over, and it's story number 401 in book 12. So let me read it to you now. I would have invited friends over to dinner even if the carpet was stained and the sofa faded. I would have eaten the popcorn in the good living room and worried much less about the dirt when someone wanted to light a fire in the fireplace. I would have taken the time to listen to my grandfather ramble about his youth. I would never have insisted the car windows be rolled up on a summer day, because my hair had just been teased and sprayed. I would have burned the pink candle sculpted like a rose before it melted in storage. I would have sat on the lawn with my children and not worried about grass stains. I would have cried and laughed less while watching television and more while watching life. I would have gone to bed when I was sick instead of pretending the earth would go into a holding pattern if I wasn't there for that day. I would never have bought anything just because it was practical, wouldn't show soil, or was guaranteed to last a lifetime. Instead of wishing away 9 months of pregnancy, I'd have cherished every moment, realizing that the wonderment growing inside me was the only chance in life to assist God in a miracle. When my kids kissed me impetuously, I would never have said, "Later, now go get washed up for dinner." There would have been more I love yous and more I'm sorries, but mostly, given another shot at life, I would seize every minute, look at it and really see it, live it, and never give it back. Did you enjoy that? I know I did. It just reminded me of so many things that have happened in my own life, and I'm sure in yours also. Well, in our previous program, we only got as far as sitting on the lawn and getting grass stains. Now, let me ask you if you know what a grass stain is. Do you know? Well, you know, where I used to live, we had grass all around our houses. So, if you would run and you would fall on the grass or roll around on the grass with your children or your animals, sometimes the clothing would get green. And that would be because you've skidded or you've knelt down really fast on that grass. And the grass, of course, is a living plant, and it's green. And if you rub your clothes against it hard, you'll get some green on your clothes. And so that's what a grass stain would be. G-R-A-S-S, that's how you spell grass. And stains is S-T-A-I-N-S. Now, they're very hard to get out when you do laundry, so you have to be very careful. I know I've often told my son, who likes to run and jump and roll around on the grass, to be careful if he's got light colors on, because then I'll always have grass stains to try and get out of his pants or his trousers. Well, let's pick up there, because we have to get through this whole article today on this program. I would have cried and laughed less while watching television. Do you know, I was reading a book just this past week, and it was very sad at one point, and I cried. I guess that's the nature of my personality, because I can watch a television program that's very sad, and I can cry. Now, that seems silly, doesn't it? Because television and the book that I was reading were not real stories. They weren't real things that happened to people. But you know, I guess I was very sad at that point. So, like this sentence, it says, I would have cried and laughed less while watching television, and more while watching life. So what it really says here is that we should not watch television so much, and we should watch what's going on around us. Look at the people in our lives, or look at the things that are happening, and maybe that's when we need to cry, or that's when we need to laugh. We need to be more compassionate to others. That's a big word, compassionate. And it's not in here, so why don't you write it down? I'll spell it for you. Compassionate. C-O-M-P-A-S-S-I-O-N-A-T-E. Compassionate. That just means to be there for somebody else, maybe cry with them if they're sad, and be happy. So you can be compassionate in many different ways. Let's go to the next one. I would have gone to bed when I was sick, instead of pretending the earth would go into a holding pattern if I wasn't there for one day. You know, I don't know about over here, and I'm sure it's the same, but if you're dedicated to your job, you'll always want to be there. And I know sometimes I had staff that needed to be at home because they had a cold or they were sick or ill, but they needed to be at work because they thought the whole place would fall down if they weren't there. And in reality, our workplace will not fall down if we're not there one day. Now, if we're there, not there for many, many, many days, we might have to change some things. But if we're only gone for one day because we're sick or ill, it means that they'll get along without us for one day, won't it? So that's what it says here. If I was sick, I would have gone to bed. That means I would have stayed home if I was sick or ill. Instead of pretending, maybe here pretending would be wishing that the earth would go into a holding pattern. That just means they couldn't get along without me. And it's nice to feel that way, isn't it? We want people to not be able to get along without us. So to pretend here would be wishing, pretending, pretending, pretending that the earth or our job would go into a holding pattern. That just means that they couldn't get along without me or without us if I wasn't there for one day. Well, let's go to the next one. I would never have bought anything just because it was practical. To be practical means it's useful or it's needed. Practical, practical. Practical. Now, it says, I would have never bought anything. That means when we go out and buy things. Most of us buy things because we need them. We might need a new pair of shoes. I found out today I'm missing my watch. And I don't like not knowing what time it is. And I don't know if it dropped off my hand at home or on the bus. So now I have to go looking. But I might have to go out and buy something that's practical. Because it's something that's useful or I need. Practical. practical. Well, I would have never bought anything just because it was practical, wouldn't show soil, or was guaranteed to last a lifetime. What does it mean by wouldn't show soil? Soil here is S-O-I-L. That means it would be sturdy. It would be something that wouldn't ever get broken. It wouldn't show dirt even. Maybe if it was a piece of clothing, it would be dark. That way it wouldn't show if something was dropped on it or if it was dirty. If it was white and you dropped strawberry jam on it, you would tell that it was soiled. It was dirty, wasn't it? Well, if it's guaranteed to last a lifetime, it just means that it'll last forever. Most of us like to have things that will last a long time. I'm thinking of a pair of shoes. If they're comfortable, I love to keep them for a long, long time. But sometimes that doesn't work because I may walk in the rain and it might spoil my shoes. So we want to buy things that are practical. They wouldn't get dirty or show soil or guaranteed to last a lifetime. Now, it says I would never have bought these things. In other words, if I had my life to live over again, I would have bought things just for fun and not just the things I needed. Well, let's go to the next one. Instead of wishing away 9 months of pregnancy, I'd have cherished every moment. Well, let's go over that much first. Wishing away something. That just means I wish it would go away. I don't like this. I want it to be finished. Anybody that's had a baby, have you ever felt that way? You know, I don't think I did. But then I can't remember. It's been too long ago. But you know, some people don't like being pregnant because they're sick all the time. And if you're sick all the time, you really do wish it away. Wish it would end so that you could not feel sick. So that's what it means here. Instead of wishing away 9 months of pregnancy, I'd have cherished every moment. What does cherished mean? It means that you want to love it or value it. You want to have it last for a long time because it's a wonderful thing. To cherish something means that you want to keep it. Cherished. C-H-E-R-I-S-H-E-D. Cherished. I'd have cherished every moment, realizing that the wonderment growing inside me was the only chance in life to assist God in a miracle. Let's go back and see if there's some words here that you don't know. To realize something is to know something, okay? Realize or realizing. R-E-A-L-I-Z-I-N-G. Realizing. Now, wonderment is a word that I really had to look up because I wasn't quite sure the meaning. I knew what it meant, but I wanted to see the dictionary meaning. Wonderment. W-O-N-D-E-R-M-E-N-T. Wonderment. And do you know what it means? It means marvelous. A miracle. Marvelous. M-A-R-V-E-L-O-U-S. Marvelous. Well, the lady here says it's the only chance in life to assist God in a miracle. Only chance. That means it's the only time or the only way that we can do something. We only have one chance. The only chance. Now, to assist is to help to do something. In this case, if you're having a baby, you're helping to bring a new life into the world. To assist is to help. A-S-S-I-S-T. Assist. Now, a miracle is something that's out of the ordinary. It's a wonderment, isn't it? Miracle. M-I-R-A-C-L-E. Miracle. When my kids kissed me impetuously, I would never have said, later. Now go get washed up for dinner. What's impetuous here? Let's look at the word. I looked this one up in my dictionary too. Impetuously. Let me spell it first. I-M-P-E-T-U-O-U-S-L-Y. Impetuously. I'm going to spell it again because it's a long word and you may not have had time to write it down. So let me spell it again. Impetuously. I-M-P-E-T-U-O-U-S-L-Y. And what it means is acting or doing something on impulse. That's one meaning. Another meaning is it's an unplanned event or it's spontaneous. Have you ever had a small child come up to you and give you a big hug? Do you think they thought about it for a while first? Probably not. I know I had a little 2-year-old just the other day come run up to me and give me a big hug. And I don't think that 2-year-old sat there and thought, should I give her a hug? Maybe, maybe not. No, that child was impetuous. It did it spontaneously. It was an unplanned event. I'm going to spell spontaneous for you. That's another pretty big, long word. Spontaneous. S-P-O-N-T-A-N-E-O-U-S. Spontaneous. S-P-O-N-T-A-N-E-O-U-S. E-O-U-S. Well, you know, lots of times mothers that are making their children something to eat are kind of busy doing something, right? And so if the child comes up and says, let me give you a hug or let me give you a kiss, I can just hear the mother saying, not now, not now. Just wait till I'm done this. But then the moment has passed, hasn't it? And that's what this says. When my kids kissed me impetuously, I would never have said, later. Now go get washed up for dinner. Well, let's go to the very last one. There would have been more I love yous and more I'm sorries. Now, what does that really mean? That means that you would have told the people that you cared about that you would have loved them instead of never telling them. And that's typical, isn't it, of most of us. We neglect, or we don't, tell people that we love them. The other one was, I'm sorry. When was the last time you said to somebody, I'm sorry? You have to think, don't you? You might have thought it, but you may not have said it to the person. But mostly, if given another shot at life, that just means if I could live my life over again, if I could do it again, I would seize every minute. To seize means to take or to grasp. seize, S-E-I-Z-E, seize. I'd look at it and see it, live it, and never give it back. That means I would keep it. I would never give it back. I would like to keep it forever. Well, I hope that you had a chance to think of some of the things in your own life that maybe these words today have inspired you to think about, and I hope that's what they've done. But now I'm going to go back and I'm going to read the whole thing over for you, because some of you may not have gotten the first part of it simply because that is what we went over on our previous program. So let's go back and let me read it to you again. If I had my life to live over, I would have invited friends over to dinner, even if the carpet was stained and the sofa faded. I would have eaten the popcorn in the good living room and worried much less about the dirt when someone wanted to light a fire in the fireplace. I would have taken the time to listen to my grandfather ramble about his youth. I would never have insisted the car windows be rolled up on a summer day because my hair had just been teased and sprayed. I would have burned the pink candle sculpted like a rose before it melted in storage. I would have sat on the lawn with my children and not worried about grass stains. I would have cried and laughed less while watching television and more while watching life. I would have gone to bed when I was sick instead of pretending the earth would go into a holding pattern if I wasn't there for the day. I would never have bought anything just because it was practical, wouldn't show soil, or was guaranteed to last a lifetime. Instead of wishing away 9 months of pregnancy, I'd have cherished every moment, realizing the wonderment growing inside me was the only chance in life to assist God in a miracle. When my kids kissed me impetuously, I would never have said, "Later, now go get washed up for dinner." There would have been more "I love yous" and more "I'm sorries," but mostly, given another shot at life, I would seize every minute, look at it, and really see it, live it, and never give it back. Well, I do hope that you found something in that article that you have learned, either just by remembering things or by learning new words. And like I said, Jewels from the Internet is set up so that you can learn some new English language. And I hope that's what you did in the program today. Well, you know, I did tell you that I was going to give you ways that you could write to me, because I really do enjoy getting mail. And I know that if you have an opportunity to write to somebody from another country, maybe you'll do that, because it's always fun to have a pen pal or to write to somebody that you don't know. I will write back to you. It might take me a few weeks, but I will write back to you, so don't be discouraged. If you're going to put something in the mail for me, put down "To Debbie," and let me spell my name for you. D-E-B-B-I-E, Debbie. And the address is G-P-O, Box 7600, Hong Kong. Debbie at GPO Box 7600, Hong Kong. Let me spell Hong Kong for you too, because I notice some people don't know how to spell that. capital H-O-N-G, another word, capital K-O-N-G, Hong Kong. We have a fax machine here, so you can use your fax machine if you want to. Our number is 852, that's the country code, 852-2457-6019. I've been getting some email letters, and I enjoy those too. But if you do email me a letter, could you please put your mailing address down too? That way, if I want to, I can send you my booklets, Jewels from the Internet. So if you want to email me, that's great. But also give me your mailing address. Then I know where my email is going. I know I have one email that I don't have a clue what country it's from. And I would really like to know that. Let me give you the address. Zhao Ming, Z-H-A-O-M-I-N-G, Zhao Ming, at vohc.com. Zhao Ming at vohc.com. We also have a website, and I hope that you will take the time to look on our website and see if there's other programs or something else that interests you. So let me give you that address now. The website is www.vohc.com. So there are three different ways that you can contact me, and one way just to look and see what we're all about. I hope that you will do that. And I hope that you will join me for the next program of Jewels from the Internet. I do have to go for today, but I hope that you'll be back for the next program. Bye now.
谢谢您收听今天的网上时针英语节目。如果听众朋友想跟我们取得联系，您可以直接发电子邮件给我，我是艾德，我的电子邮件地址是艾德，也就是汉语拼音的 A-I-D-E 艾德 at vohc.cn。 谢谢您今天的收听，再见。